This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are joined by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. And he's back here with us on Ben and Woods. Booney, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Momentum.
How are your Padres doing? How are your Padres doing?
Until 2 days ago, pretty well. Now the sky is falling again on your San Diego Padres.
I want to ask you about momentum. We might have before, but I'm going to ask you again. I said it early in the show. I feel like the Colorado Rockies have momentum. I feel like the Oakland A's have had some momentum this year. Is momentum just a fancy word for saying you've won more than five games in a club? Yeah, when you're in the clubhouse, you like, guys, I'm feeling the momentum in here. Is that a real
can
thing?
You have momentum in a loss.
Yeah, can you have momentum in a loss? Exactly.
Without a doubt. And I think that's what differentiates baseball from everything else, because it's so long. It's 162, and you're going to go through ebb and flows. The great teams are going to get on a lose three or four in a row. The mediocre, or dare I say, bad teams, they're going to win four or five in a row. That's just going to happen throughout the course of 162. And I think that's what makes baseball unique. You know, I watched the Padres last night, and, you know, coming off a big series with the Dodgers where they take two out of three. And the Dodgers, by the way, are really, they're really good.
Yeah.
But then you go into a series with Colorado thinking, oh, this will be an easy series, and you're 0-2. Colorado's won six in a row. So sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. It's just the cream will rise to the top when it's all said and done. That's why we play for 6 months. And teams like Colorado, is as good as they're playing right now, I can't look at you straight in the face and say they're going to keep this up. No, the Oakland A's had they impressed me out of the gate.
Absolutely.
I thought they were on the way to losing 110 games again. And all of a sudden they were 500, you know, last week, which I didn't expect. There's been a lot of surprises to me early in the 2024 season, you know, across all of baseball. So this Padre team, it's a good team. You know, I look at it and Cease, I love the Cease acquisition. I think King in the long haul, he's still going through that reliever starter, but I think over time King's going to be really good. Yu Darvish has been outstanding. I know he spent a little stint on the IL, but he's been outstanding for this team. That veteran guy that's been around a long time, and you look at his numbers, he's had a hell of a career. You know, Waldron is what it is. Vasquez kind of filling in for Musgrove. The key to this staff, though, you got to have Musgrove. I mean, he's out with some inflammation from what I'm hearing. There's no damage in there, but
yeah.
Musgrove, before he went on the IL, he had a good start, but previous to that, he hasn't been the Musgrove that we come to expect. And a guy, if this team's going to go far, has got to be a big factor. So that, to me, I'm looking to it. I think the offense is great. I think you've got some unsung heroes early in the season with a Profar, the way he's played with the 919 OPS. Bogarts, he's got to pick it up. You know, you got this guy for another 8 or 9 years. Bogarts has got to pick it up, but everybody else is kind of doing what you expect. Tatis, Machado, they're just kind of floating, but I think at the end their numbers will be there. It'll be an interesting run. It's going to be tough in that division with the Dodgers at the head, you know, barring major injuries for that Dodger roster. They're just so damn deep. They're going to be tough to beat, but, you know, I told you I, I've been surprised by some of these starts. At the beginning of the season, I thought, man, this National League West is going to be tough. Well, so far, Arizona, San Francisco have been very disappointing. I don't think they're going to stay down as long as they get everybody healthy. San Fran's beat up as bad as anybody right now. It's going to be an interesting division. But I think the Padres, you'd like to see them a little better with that roster they've comprised. But I'd say right now, I'm not really worried about the Padres. They're just kind of hold and serve, and they got to get on one of those runs.
Well, you talk about things that have surprised you, Booney, and I think most of us, you know, even glass half full sometimes, most of us expected this to be about an 81-win team, and we're on pace to win 81 games, you know, save one game, right? Why are we acting so surprised that they're one game below 500 right now? You talk about teams that have surprised you for good, bad, or indifferent, but this team is really kind of what we all said, but yet we're in here acting like the sky is falling. This may be just who they are, and maybe 500 is good enough to get you in at the end of the day, and do you care how you get in?
Well, I mean, the reason you're disappointed is because you're San Diego and you're a Padre fan, and that's what fans do, and that's what makes the game great. I know, and let's talk Vegas lines for a minute. I think the over for the Padres this year was 82.5, 83, right in that thing. I thought when I looked at that at the beginning of the season, I thought this Padre team is better than that. So, yes, the mass consensus is they're right around a 500 team. I personally, when I look at their team, I thought they were better than that. I think their bullpen's better than people give it credit. And like I said, Musgrove for me is the key. You got to have a healthy Musgrove at the top of that rotation. You have to. Or then my prior prediction goes out the window. I think they're a better than 500 team. So I'll put myself in that basket. I'm a little disappointed that they're 22-23 right now, because I don't care what the so-called experts say or what Vegas says or what anybody says. I look on paper and I think they're a better team. Now, early in the season, they played pretty good schedule.
Yeah, very tough.
Dodgers, I think eight games they held their own against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So you know, the dog days are coming up of summer, but I think, I don't know, I'd be disappointed if we're sitting here down the stretch playing around 500. I think the Padres are a better team, and if they are playing around 500, those people in that clubhouse should look around and kind of be disappointed. At this stage of the game, the way the playoffs has changed over the years, you go back 30, 40 years, man, it was that 162-game schedule was unbelievably important. That marathon was important. In 2024, that marathon isn't important anymore. There's 12 spots. There's six in each league. And you could back into a playoff. I think you look at a year ago, the Arizona Diamondbacks and the run they went on. They barely made it, right around a 500 ball club.
Yep.
And they were a couple games away from winning the World Series. So times have changed. The purist in me, I love the old days, where usually the best team won the World Series. 2024, where a ton more cities are involved, and we're talking about baseball in a lot of cities deep into September. Not always the best team wins the World Series, but for my entertainment value as a fan now, sitting back, I love it because I think it's more exciting, and I think it's good for the game of baseball as a whole.
Brett Boone is with us. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry, backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. So you mentioned the frustration. We certainly saw it from fans. Another full house at Petco Park last night, and after Manny grounded into the double play to end the game on Monday night, he grounded into two more double plays last night, and you could hear the boos from fans at Petco Park. So my question to you, and this might be a little different because of who you are, what does it really feel like to be a pro ball player, a successful one, and still get booed in your home ballpark? And knowing that when people boo and your name is Boone, you never really get booed at all.
I never got booed in my entire life. And even when every bone in my body tell me they think I suck, my answer was, well, of course they're saying Boone. What else would it be? You know what? Going on the road, and I think Barry Bonds was famous for that, they don't boo mediocre players.
But what about at home, though?
But at home, yeah.
I'll tell you, home's tough. It is, and if I told you, you know, I'm a professional, and I don't let that affect me. Believe me, athletes, we're as vulnerable as anybody. You see the athlete that says, I don't care what anybody says. This, you know, I'm going about my job. deep down, you get booed by your home fans. That bothers you. And if it doesn't bother you, there's something wrong with you internally, I think. You know, you've got to feel it. I had a couple lean years in Cincinnati in the mid-90s. I had some really good years, and I went about a year and a half, man, and I really struggled. And I started to hear some boos, and all of a sudden you become hypersensitive, and you're coming off the field, and you can hear them. And you're not used to that. Your home fans are supposed to love you and support you through everything. But you hear them, and you become hypersensitive, and then you go to the media, and the media, hey, Brett, did you hear a few boos? Oh, what are you talking about? They're not booing me. Deep down, you know the truth. And it hurts. And I'll be honest with you, it hurts. Now, I think they have more than a right to do that. They pay you a lot of money to play a game. Manny Machado, you signed one of the biggest contracts, especially at the time when he signed in the history of baseball. And there's something that comes with that. There's some small print that says, yeah, we're gonna praise you. We're going to pay you a ton of money when things are going great. Everything's great. But there's a downside to that. If you don't perform, you're going to hear it. And I think you should hear it. Fans have the right to voice their displeasure, especially when you're making this kind of money. It's part of being a professional. I was never angry when I got booed. I was more hurt and thought, man, I've got to do something drastic to turn this around because I need to be a better player for these guys and live up to what they expect me to be. So it's a nonstop fight internally back and forth. Luckily for me, I only had a couple years where that happened. But yeah, and if an athlete tells you he doesn't care, I don't think he's being truthful or he doesn't have a heart. If you don't feel those boos from your hometown and you don't want to do everything in your being to turn it around and find a way to be a viable contributor to your team winning games, well, I don't want you as a teammate. That's for sure. You care and we care more than you think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no question. Talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods this morning. Yeah, if they don't feel it, I think they may be a little bit of a sociopath because, you know, even in this job, and we're not making $30 million a year, when you get a nasty DM or something, you're like, that hurts. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Of course. And nobody, you've got to feel it. That being said, in the industry that you're in, you're going to get some backlash. You know that.
Yeah.
And you've got to be able to let it roll off your back. But when they pile up and it's day after day and it gets to you, like I said, if it doesn't get to you, I think you used a great term. I think sociopath is close to what it is. If it honestly does not affect you at all, you've got to be a pro to a certain degree and you can't let it affect what you do on the field. But if you don't feel it, you might want to get checked.
Fan ever cross the line talking smack to you?
Not at home. On the road?
Good.
Oh, yeah. On the road, yeah. I've been in Oakland, Chicago, playing the White Sox, and not to the point where I really got distraught or wanted to do something I'm not supposed to do.
Yeah, like fight them or something.
But to the point where I said, "Oh my goodness, what? This is a game." And I understand the vitriol and the "we hate you and we're going to kick your butt" mentality when you're on the road. But when they start getting real personal with you, to the point where it's not really a joke anymore,
yeah,
it raises flags like, am I safe on this field? I mean, I'm just playing a game and I'll banter with you back and forth. But when it gets to that level of like, truly, I hate your guts. I remember Mike Cameron coming off the field, and I think we were in Oakland, and there was a gentleman standing on the top of our dugout. And, you know, Cammy was unbelievable, interacting with fans, and when they'd get on him, he'd say something funny back. The fan would probably smile, and he'd go on from there. I remember one time, there was this guy on top of the dugout, and Mike comes in off the field, and he's looking around. You know, he's looking for controversy just so he could say something witty. And there was this guy sitting on the dugout, double-barreled, giving him the bird, just saying, I can't even repeat it on radio. I know, Paulie, last week I dropped an S-bomb, so I'm working on my radio voice, not my podcast voice. But he basically threw him double-barrel FUs and said something and about his family. And I went, really, did that guy just say that? When did it elevate to that? And Cammy kind of, as good as he is, he just kind of took it down and said, sir, this is what I do for a living. I play baseball. I'm trying as hard as I can. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. Let's not take it so serious. Why don't you sit back and have a beer? And this guy was going, I think security came and took him away. But very rarely does that happen. But I've seen it.
Brett, really appreciate it as always. Great contributions, and I thought your insight on the fans booing was tremendous today. Hopefully we will talk to you again very soon.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, brother.
You.
There he was, Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider Calls presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.